Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrrh, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrrh Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
One thing it's easy to forget is that when we expect a house cat to both urinate and defecate in a litter box, we're asking that cat to eliminate as well as mark in the same small, roughly what, 14 by 18 inch space. When you look at it that way, it's amazing that cats have as few elimination problems as they do. Particularly when you consider how many cats we have now, as well as how many free-roaming and feral cats. And yet, a lot of them do. One variation on this theme that house cats have evolved is eliminating on top of the litter and not covering it to mark, and digging a hole and covering it when they're just eliminating. This is exactly the same behavior we would see outdoors, right? If you're just eliminating, you don't want to alert any competitor or predator to your presence. You just want to be out there and enjoy yourself. So you dig a hole and you cover it. But if you feel threatened, well, that's a different story entirely. Then you want to mark. And if you're going to mark with urine, try to do it in a conspicuous place. And if for some reason you're really stressed, and you want more than just a scent cue, the scent mark, the scent warning that urine provides, well, you're going to leave a pile of poop. Now, granted, there are some cats who have a very poor sense of normal litter box etiquette. But this shows up almost from day one. From the time these kittens begin using litter boxes, they just don't get it. They may dig at the floor, go into the box, peer poop on top of the litter, get out of the box, dig at the floor. If you put it all together, they've got it. I dig a hole, I go in it, I cover it. But for some reason, they just don't put those three steps together. But the kind of behavior I'm talking about shows up when cats reach maturity, and whether they're neutered or not. And in this situation, periodically, they will go into the box and eliminate right on top of the litter. Many times, if the owner is really observant or has a really good idea of what's going on in the community around them, they know that there's another cat out there, or some free-roaming domestic animal or wild animal. What I find amazing, there are intact male cats who are probably the most, one would say, territorial, who are strictly house cats, who will mark on top of the litter. And before you start thinking, oh God, how could they stand the smell of tomcat pee in their house? Have no fear. Between all of these clumping and scented litters, if you keep a litter box scrupulously clean, you would notice the difference. But you will notice the difference when the animal pees on the surface. Oh my, yes you will. And I think about that. I think about that in terms of behavioral evolution. A characteristic of behavioral evolution is that animals take existing behaviors and they adapt them to a new use. And so in these situations, we have cats who normally eliminate by digging holes in soil or other soft substrates outside when they're not threatened, and who mark with urine or stool when they are. And we have house cats who never feel threatened, and they always cover their urine or stool. And we have other cats who, when they feel threatened, they don't use the box at all. They spray in front of the window, or they poop on the couch pillows. But now we have these other animals, these ones who are willing to play by our rules as long as we keep the area clean, and they will truly mark as well as eliminate in their litter boxes, which I think is rather cool.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.